From deep in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And it's time to check out the SwampSwami.com college football top 25. We have a new team on top because Baylor ran the Sooners right out of that top spot. The blueprint on how to take down the Oklahoma Sooners was all out there for everyone to see. Baylor was the one team, though, that followed that formula and just knocked OU out of the top spot of this week's Top 25 college football rankings. In late October, Oklahoma traveled to Lawrence, Kansas, and was expected to stomp the lowly Jayhawks. But a funny thing happened on that day in lovely central Kansas. KU ran the football right at Oklahoma from the start of the game. The Jayhawks ran the ball on third down when they were expecting to pass the ball. For three quarters, Kansas led heavily favored Oklahoma. KU then ran out of gas late in the game, and Oklahoma rallied to win. Only a final style points touchdown in the final minute of play gave Oklahoma its 35-23 win. And that game was much, much closer than the final score indicated. So the blueprint on how to beat Oklahoma was there, but just one team paid attention to it. On Saturday in sunny Waco, Texas, the 8-2 Baylor Bears ran the football right at Oklahoma for the entire game and handed the Sooners their first loss of the season by a final score of 27-14. Just like Kansas did, Baylor ran the ball when OU was expecting a pass and passed the ball when the Sooners were expecting a run. Baylor quarterback Jerry Bohannon passed for only 117 yards, but he also ran 9 times for 107 more yards and 2 touchdowns. Running back Abram Smith, who's a converted linebacker, by the way, rammed through the Sooners for 148 yards on 20 carries as the Bears racked up nearly 300 yards running on the ground. Baylor head coach Dave Aranda, who was the LSU defensive coordinator during the Tigers' 15-0 perfect season just 2 years ago, applied plenty of defensive pressure as quarterbacks for OU Caleb Williams threw 2 interceptions and former, how soon we forget, Heisman Trophy candidate Spencer Rattler was equally ineffective in a relief role. Baylor sacked the OU quarterbacks a total of 5 times. As a game clock approached zero near the end of the ballgame, the Baylor students rushed out onto the field a little bit early, and it caused a 5-minute delay as there were 3 seconds remaining on the clock. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley was none too pleased to learn that it was Baylor's head coach who called a timeout prior to the students' on-field celebration. The OU coach had to retrieve enough of his football players from the locker room to come out for one final play as Baylor set up and kicked a field goal to make the final score a 13-point victory. Baylor coach Dave Aranda said that the final margin of victory might be needed in the event of a season-ending tie between the Bears and either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State for the Big 12 title. Around America, Kansas fans were rejoicing in watching OU get a taste of their own medicine after the Sooners scored a needless touchdown in the last minutes of play up in Kansas rather than taking a knee to finish their football game in October. And speaking of Kansas, the Jayhawks pulled off one of Saturday's biggest surprises by traveling to Austin, Texas and beating the Texas Longhorns 58-57 in overtime. Woo! KU led most of this game, but the Horns rallied from 21 points down to tie the ball game late in the fourth quarter. In overtime, Texas scored first and kicked the extra point. Then Kansas gets one chance to match, and they scored a touchdown and decided to go for the game-winning 2-point conversion, and they succeeded. It was a gutsy win by a Kansas team which is playing its best for first-year head coach Lance Leopold. The Jayhawks won their first Big 12 road game in 13 years since 2008. For the Longhorns and their latest coach, Steve Sarkisian, the loss marked the 5th straight for Texas. 5 consecutive losses at UT? That last happened 65 years ago in 1956. Ouch. Elsewhere, the 5-5 Florida Gators' porous defense allowed a school record 42 points in the first half of Saturday's home game. Who was this juggernaut offense who came into Gainesville and laid that many points on the Gators? It was none other than FCS Small Division Samford from Birmingham, Alabama. The 4-6 Bulldogs, whose home football field is named for famous alumnus and longtime Florida State head coach Bobby Bowden, scored more points on the Florida Gators than their big school buddies from the West on I-20 in Tuscaloosa did just a couple of months ago. Florida then hit a few layups at the end of the game and took a 70-52 final score win. Samford's 52 points scored in this game marked the most points ever scored by any small division school against a top five conference since 1978. And yes, Florida head coach Dan Mullen's hot seat is now sizzling in Gainesville. Before we check out this week's SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 Rankings, it's time to remind you of how I put my list together. First, I start the year by assuming that the final Associated Press Top 25 from the prior season is still valid at least to begin the new season. If a team was ranked in the top group to end 2020 but has not lost a game this year in 2021, I say they deserve to stay in the upper echelon. After that, though, it's purely based on how many losses your team has and the quality of your best win in 2021 and whether that victory came on the road for bonus points or at home. And finally, the margin of victory is used to break any ties within a group. I'd have a special note to my fans of Ohio State, who is ranked number 15 in my poll, but number 5 in the Associated Press this week. You can run up the score all you want, Buckeyes, but nothing changes the fact that your best win so far in 2021 has come against 6-4 Minnesota. Remember that this week as you play 9-1 Michigan State. And now let's reveal the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 Rankings for the week ending November 13, 2021. I have two teams this week at number 25 with three losses. We'll call them number 25B, Texas A&M from the SEC, who is 7-3, and Fresno State from the Mountain West at number 25A at 8-3. Now for the two-loss teams. At number 24 from the Sun Belt, it's Coastal Carolina. At number 23 from the Big Ten at 8-2, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes. At number 22 this week from the American, the SMU Mustangs, who will go on to play number 2 Cincinnati this Saturday at 2:30 on ESPN. Number 21, it's the Brigham Young Cougars. At number 20 from the ACC at 8-2, it's the Pitt Panthers. 19 this week from the SEC in a great game they played last night, the Ole Miss Rebels. At number 18 from the Mountain West at 8-2, it's the Utah State Aggies. At number 17 from the Sun Belt, also 8-2, it's Appalachian State. At number 16, fresh off their win over 9-1 Oklahoma, it's the Baylor Bears. And now for our one-loss teams. At number 15, from the Big Ten at 9-1, it's Ohio State, who will host 9-1 Michigan State on Saturday at 11 o'clock on ABC. Show me something then, Ohio State. At number 14 from the ACC at 9-1, it's Wake Forest. At number 13 from the Big Ten also at 9-1, the Michigan Wolverines. Number 12 this week from the Mountain West, San Diego State. Falling to number 11 from number 1 last week in my poll, from the Big 12, it's the Oklahoma Sooners who will host 6-4 Iowa State this Saturday at 11 a.m. game on Fox. Now the top 10. At 9-1, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. At number 9 from the American Conference, also 9-1, it's the University of Houston Cougars. This Friday night, you'll get to see the Cougars play on ESPN2 against 5-5 Memphis. Number 8 in this week's poll, from the Big 12 at 9-1, Oklahoma State, who goes to play at 6-4 Texas Tech, that game Saturday night on Fox. At number 7 in this week's poll, from the SEC, it's 9-1 Alabama, who hosts the Arkansas Razorbacks 2:30 this Saturday on CBS. At number 6 this week, from the Sun Belt at 9-1, Louisiana Lafayette's Ragin' Cajuns. At number 5 from the Big Ten at 9-1, it's the Michigan State Spartans. At number 4, the best ranking one-loss team in my poll, the team that went to Ohio State and beat them, the Oregon Ducks, who travels to 7-3 Utah, and their game will be Saturday night on ABC. Now are three undefeated teams. At number 3 from Conference USA, it's the UT San Antonio Roadrunners. The Roadrunners will host 7-3 UAB on Saturday in San Antonio. At number two this week from the American Conference, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats. They'll be playing on Saturday at 2:30 against SMU. And number one this week from the SEC, at 10-0 after destroying the Tennessee Volunteers, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. For reward after last week's win, they will play host to 4-5 Charleston Southern, really, this coming Saturday. And there you have it, the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 for the week ending November 13, 2021. Come back and check it out again next week.
Was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.